as more and more business gets conducted on the internet, and as more and more folks do business either for themselves or getting a hold of government services, you know, via web services, the security aspect of it is becoming more and more important. It's affecting people's availability. It's affecting the convenience factor, and with all the bad news that we're starting to get with all the different breaks and the breaches and the viruses and such on the internet, it is a concern, and it is an area that people are actually interested in.
And it does seem like every time we turn around, there's another breach of our privacy in some form or fashion.
Absolutely.
And so are you finding this, that people are actually saying, hold on, is there a way technology can help me accomplish this?
I think there is some of that, but I think really it's more an awareness thing, and it's more people are finally waking up to the fact that there are things that we, and I say we as people, we as governments, we as corporations can do to help things along.
And so one of the questions you asked is essentially, which do you believe is the safest method to provide your credit card is being used by you? And what did you find?
Well, we found that 63% of folks responded that fingerprints were the best method, as opposed to a 20% for photo identification and only 13 numbers for pins. 13% for pin numbers. I guess the lowest number was 6% for handwritten signatures.
Yeah, which no one checks anyway.
Right.
You go in and you sign something, and no one ever checks that.
I know the back of my card, my signature is completely wiped off because I use it so much, and so I know it's not being checked. It's not even there.
Yeah, and so when you have, I mean, what I'm generally hearing out there is people are looking for two forms of, unfortunately, not really with credit cards. But in general, in enterprises, they're saying, okay, if one form, just a password or a PIN or whatever you call it, isn't enough, we need two kinds of identification. And what you found is that fingerprints are something that people go, oh, if I'm using my fingerprint, chances are it's me.
That's right. I mean, that whole notion is called two-factor identification. And so a factor is what you have, your card or something like that, what you know, which is a PIN, or maybe what you are. Which is your biometric. And when you have two factors, it's going to be better than one factor. And if one of those factors is biometric, then that's a strong second factor.
And are you finding that people actually get this more? Part of the problem always was people would go, oh, why do I have to do this? It's just another step for me to go through that just slows me down from doing my job. And it sounds like that may be changing a little bit. People also all of a sudden saying, hold on, if this is important for privacy, for security, we'll take the additional step.
Absolutely, and I think as biometrics are becoming used more in more and more applications around the world, they're getting more and more exposure, and people are becoming accustomed to it, and they're seeing the benefits of having this additional level of security. And everybody knows that a PIN can be stolen, and it happens all the time, and somebody can get a hold of your PIN and represent you being to be you. Very easily, and it's not something you can really do with biometrics if they're in place.
As long as you keep your fingers attached, you're fine.
Well, that's there is something to be said about that.
We've all seen too many movies.
Yes, but and there are technologies that can make sure that the fingerprint that you're using is actually a live fingerprint. So this whole notion of using plastic fingers or gummy fingers or all that, some of those risks are greatly mitigated.
So a couple of years ago, I had a laptop that actually you had to slide your fingerprint in order to require it to boot up, and
yes.
it was a great idea. Didn't work so well. Has the technology actually advanced to now where those things are working more times than they're not?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, technology across the board, whether it's in biometric computing devices, what have you, they're all advancing, they're all getting better, they're all getting easier to use, and they're all becoming more accurate. And so I suspect you may have had an early prototype or early model.
Shocking that I was on the cutting edge.
Yeah, but those things really do work much, much better today. And I think with the proper amount of training, and the proper amount of the impetus has to be there for somebody to be able to use this as opposed to being forced to use it.
And training people why this matters, why this is important.
Well, it's very important because, for the most part, technology isn't always going to be intuitive to most folks.
And sometimes these things can be, we have a couple folks here that just, they look at this thing and it can become scary to them, that additional level. So it does take some element of explaining people, A, why this matters, why it's important, and then just showing them how to use it.
Yeah, and I think there is that, and I think there's also this notion of convenience. And when people learn how to use something like this and realize that it's actually easier to use and it provides a stronger level of protection, then it becomes a no-brainer.
Very nice. Brian, anything I didn't ask you about that I should have?
I think one of the things that we'd like to discuss is that biometrics today is really becoming the preferred way of the future in order to be able to identify yourself, and not just for commercial applications, but for border crossings, whether you're talking about land ports, sea ports, airports. To be able to do strong biometric authentication is really going to be something that's going to help us secure our borders. And I think this technology is getting to the point where it's accurate, it's fast, it's easy to use, and at the same time, it can also be privacy-enhancing. So there are a lot of things to be said about these technologies, and we're looking forward to using more of them in the future.
And are you getting requests from federal agencies saying, hold on, we need to actually have this second ID in some form or fashion in more and more of your systems?
Yes. Yeah. It's being requested more and more from not just the U.S. government, but also from foreign governments as well.